This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Okay, let's check in with our Friday commentators. We have Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate, and Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Patrick Colbeck is a Republican who's running for governor. He was videotaped saying a Democrat running for governor, Abdul El-Sayed, is part of a Muslim plot to take over the country, a civilization jihad intent on implementing Sharia law. He added El-Sayed's parents apparently have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood back in Egypt. None of this is supported by any facts. The video has been posted on a white supremacy website. Yesterday, State Senator Colbeck doubled down during a speech on the Senate floor, repeating some of these same allegations, and I understood he backed it up again on WJR. So, Ken, what do you make of this brand of political campaigning?
These comments from Senator Colbeck, I don't see how you could characterize him other than just being stupid and actually distasteful and potentially bigoted. And, you know, the more we talk about it, it seems like the more we sink down into the level of those comments. But unfortunately, you know, these kind of comments, nastiness in campaigns occur. What's kind of unique about this is normally it's surrogates who make them rather than the candidates themselves. But when a candidate makes them like this, it does, I think, make you think twice about putting that person in any kind of position of public responsibility.
Well, he already is in a position of public responsibility. He's a state senator from Canton. But beyond that, Vicki, the state Republican Party has condemned Senator Colbeck's comments. But this kind of a behavior is popping up among office holders in different places in the state, not just the legislative office holders, but others. What's happening here?
I think it's part of the broader fear-mongering against immigrants. That we don't understand the immigrant population and therefore we want to wall them off or taint them somehow. And this, it doesn't matter whether it's coming from President Trump talking about Mexican immigrants or Haitian immigrants or Honduran immigrants, or whether we're talking about Senator Colbeck's idea of what's going on in the American Muslim community, which there's no basis in fact for. So, unfortunately, there is a small base of the right-wing element in the Republican Party that this plays to, and that's where he's going to get his votes for the primary win that he hopes to have. I think it's laudable that the mainstream Republican Party has disavowed these comments and has condemned them. The Democrats have condemned them for a long time, and they really have no place in American discourse.
Now, we've experienced this in our history as a country several times. We've seen Poles, Italians, Irish, Dutch, Chinese, all condemned as being some kind of threat to the United States. But what I really want to know is, how does this kind of fear-mongering actually motivate people to vote?
Well, I don't think it does motivate people to vote. I mean, you know, as Vicki pointed out, there might be some small slice, in this case, of the Republican Party way to the right that, you know, applauds or welcomes this kind of comment because it feeds into their own sort of ignorance about it. But I don't see how this motivates people to vote. Maybe it motivates people to vote against somebody who makes these kind of comments. But to me, they're just stupid and they're bigoted. So let's just say what they are, and then, you know, hopefully, like I said, you know, people see that and don't advance this person into, you know, a higher level of public responsibility and move on.
Vicki?
Well, we've seen this throughout the history of political campaigns. You don't have to go too far back to remember when John F. Kennedy was running for president against Nixon in 1960. There was this element of the Republican Party, and some Democrats, I would assume. I don't know. I was very young. I was a child of five. But during that campaign, there was this whole talk of Kennedy is a Catholic, and is the Pope going to be running the country? And so that was used against Kennedy. The famous nuclear war with the little child holding the flower and then the mushroom cloud behind her was used in the Johnson versus Goldwater campaign, hinting that Goldwater would get us into nuclear war. The term fascism and white supremacists and those terms are coming up right now in political discourse. I don't think that motivates people to vote. I think I agree with Ken. These kinds of comments have been used in politics for a long time. They will continue to be used by some elements, but people really want to vote for candidates that are going to do something positive for the country.
Well, I want to talk about another trend here, because as you mentioned, we're seeing these labels, these name-calling ideas flashed around a lot, especially in these days of social media. There's been this increasingly disturbing trend among Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives. Godwin's Law, that cites, if any online discussion goes on long enough, sooner or later someone will compare someone to or something to Nazis, Adolf Hitler, or his deeds. These days, that moment is happening a lot earlier. And, you know, it's like the fifth comment down. Why is this happening?
We've had these kinds of things throughout American history, as both you and Vicki have pointed out. Now, there is something going on today that contributes to this, and that is the polarization of the two parties. I think that allows, in this case, a Republican candidate to sort of appeal to the, you know, the arch right, if you will, and there might be something similar on the Democratic side. I don't know, but the polarization of the two parties sort of contributes to this in a primary situation. I just don't think the country is as polarized as the two parties are right now.
I agree with Ken. I think that there's a rising centrist movement. I remember when the worst thing you could be called was a Democrat or a liberal. And that, thank God, is beginning to fade. But there is a great polarization, and it's been enhanced by gerrymandering, quite frankly. When you have one party controlling, drawing the lines for all of the legislative districts in states, you end up with districts that are geared toward one party over another, and so the most extreme of that party will end up being facing off the most extreme of the other party, and that leads to this bifurcation. I think people right now are tired of it. They're tired of nothing getting done. They're tired of the roads crumbling. They're tired of water problems and infrastructure problems. They're tired of war on education. They want to see something done that's positive, that moves our state forward or our country forward, and we're beginning to see the backlash in voters coming out and saying enough is enough. It's time to work for the people of Michigan and the people of the United States.
Lester, you know what my biggest fear is? My biggest fear is sometime in the next few weeks, someone else is going to make a really stupid comment, and you're going to want Vicki and I to compare the comments to discuss which comment was stupidest, most distasteful, or most bigoted. And I don't want to have that conversation. Put them all in the category of stupid.
This is something I think was important to address, simply because just letting it stand and not looking at it, ignoring it, I think is almost as bad as giving it more press. But that's my opinion.
Well, hate crimes are on the rise in the country, and that's very clear. We're seeing that through the Anti-Defamation League in Jewish circles. And so there is a concern that these attacks will have real-world ramifications on real people. And we have to start talking about it as a nation and get past it so that we can do the things that we need to do.
That's Vicki Barnett. She's a former Democratic legislator, and we've been talking to Ken Sikkema. He's a former Republican legislator. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.